where Milford comes for news and talk.
The Lisa Wexler Show.
Now, on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
Kathy Braun, our next guest, is a real estate lawyer with a lot of experience in various aspects of the law, but in her advocacy life as a concerned citizen of Fairfield, she's really become an expert in land use, and specifically the land use regulations that and the proposals that are coming before the town of Fairfield on a regular basis. She's an adjunct professor at the University of Connecticut. She has a JD from Quinnipiac, as well as an MBA from the University of Connecticut, and she's admitted both to federal court here in Connecticut as well as state. But in her life, that is the reason that she's on our show today, is that she's done a lot of thinking about what should happen and what is being proposed with respect to charter revisions. Kathy Braun is a member of, I think you call it, Kathy, the TP&Z in Fairfield. Is that right? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I'm a current zoning commissioner.
And you're on today because you're also one of the founders of something called Fair Plan. Can you tell us about what that is?
It's called Fairfielders Protecting Land and Neighborhoods. And we do big and small things, and we've been doing it for about 20 years, helping local neighborhood groups around town in Fairfield with land use issues, giving them sort of a townwide voice. Oftentimes, neighborhood groups raise many issues that other people who aren't familiar might not be aware of, but they're kind of tagged as NIMBY neighbors. So we can provide a townwide perspective because we're all about the whole town, not just any particular neighborhood. We've also gotten involved with the town collaborating on the Exide lead cleanup from Mill River and worked closely with the town, Exide, and the DEP on that. We also intervened into the Aquarion water diversion case, which is still pending right now.
And you've also been a member of the RTM. You served three terms on the RTM from 2009 to 2015. And on that, you were the vice chair of the Legislative and Administrative Committee. So I think it's fair to say you've got a really deep working knowledge of local government in Fairfield and obviously a point of view with respect to what development and land should look like. I just want to hear the big picture, Kathy Braun. What is your vision for Fairfield?
My vision is things are changing. We have climate change. We're a coastal community. We're caught in the middle between climate change, being a coastal community on the one hand, and extreme development pressure on the other hand, brought on by the need for more housing and zoning laws that are changing that are making it more likely that there will be far more development in the future even than there has been in the past. Somewhat it has been slowed down because of COVID. But from everything I hear, and also because of, you know, the supply chain and cost problems that might have slowed down development, but that's going to end at some point, and then there's going to be a surge. We need conservation to be more focused on, not less focused on, for all those reasons.
So tell me a little bit about... You're worried. Yeah, I'm worried too. I'm worried about the onslaught in all of our towns. From everything like the Eversource tree cutting hysteria, which I think they're, 4,300 miles of trees they're cutting, and they don't seem to have any, there doesn't seem to be very, very few downside to what they're doing, to far more significant restructuring of towns and communities to make way for a lot more multifamily homes. So tell me, Kathy Braun, with respect to the charter revision, what proposals are working their way through that you feel the people need to know about?
It's too early in the process to tell what will work through, but my concern is that people need to pay attention and they need to have their voices heard, because what usually loses out is conservation, which is my area of interest for the last 20, my whole life, but mostly the last 20 years as a lawyer. But when you try to, for example, to streamline, to make more efficient, if you try to combine it with, say, the zoning department or the building department, it sounds good in concept, streamlined, efficient, they all deal with land. But conservation has a different mission. It's conservation. It's not development. We need conservation,
right?
Just like your body needs a doctor for health, but it might slow you down on things you want to do. If you ignore it, it's to your peril in the long term. conservation should not be combined. It should not be broken up. And it's been tried before. And the only way it can really be done is with charter revision. So I want anyone who cares about our natural resources to pay attention and raise their voices, because I'm concerned that something could happen. Something already has happened. We've had a 18 to 20% staffing cut in the current budget just for the Conservation Department, the biggest cut of any staffing budget of in the current budget of any of the town departments, I understand. That, I feel, needs to be restored. I think we're going to have a surge of development activity. I also feel like this whole thing with the fill pile, perhaps conservation should be expanded in its jurisdictional authority instead of shrunk, so we can do some oversight. That's not in its mission now, to oversight other departments, to oversee other departments. But something like that could actually help by expanding their role in the future. So rather, so I don't only worry about diminishing their role, I feel it should be expanded.
So we're chatting with Kathy Braun at 203-333-9422. The conversation is about the town of Fairfield. Brenda Kupchick, First Selectman Brenda Kupchick, was on, and I asked her about this. And she started with the fact that she inherited a corrupt conservation department. And basically, I think it sounds like she made some staffing decisions, maybe because of the specificity of the people that were already in place. Do you think that there was something to that versus trying to make a systemic statement about conservation?
No, the timeline was wrong. I've studied the timeline since February 26th when our conservation and wetlands administrator left. She had no involvement, and nor has there ever been any charge of her being involved. She had been there for 35 years, was 4 months away from retirement, and there was a decision to remove her position from the budget. That wouldn't happen without several layers of approval between the Board of Selectmen, Board of Finance, and RTM, and it wouldn't even start till July, but yet she was removed in February, leaving us because the director had already left in November of 2020, leaving us with no ability to review wetlands applications except for a wetlands enforcement officer, who was not trained to do that.
Wow.
So that's why several weeks later, 1 or 2 weeks later maybe, a private consulting firm was brought in who, by the way, does development work in our town. Nothing wrong with that.
No
way. Very qualified. But I do
really
believe, like, we shouldn't have been left with a gap. And the commission was not told ahead of time. They had actually put into their budget request an increase in staffing. Instead, they got sacked with an 18% decrease. So I don't agree with the timeline. But aside from that, the bigger picture is you have to understand we need professional expertise. We also need it in DPW. I don't agree with removing the requirement for having a licensed engineer running DPW.
Engineer, I know. I was surprised. I was surprised when she did that, when she told me that, because I thought to myself, why would any of us dumb down the requirements for such an important position?
Well, you know, I was talking recently with Tom Stanky, who actually was the first conservation director of the state of Connecticut, and he created our department, which was a leader. I'd say, you know, hopefully we can still continue to lead with such a reduced staff, but he said that the DPW person should be a professional engineer because they have to know how the infrastructure works. And actually, the conservation department and commission relies, other commissions and departments rely on DPW for having that expertise. Now, don't conflate the things that happen with DPW with the structure of how it works, because I think that's being conflated a lot. Human beings have made mistakes. I'm not going to comment on that until the cases are over. And by the way, just one comment on Brian Carey. I'm not familiar at all with his role in, or maybe perhaps role. It's all alleged and reputed at this point. But he was the one that dropped a dime on that whole fill pile thing with DEEP. It's not in conservation jurisdiction to look over the shoulder of every other department, but maybe it should be. But it wasn't. Mm. But once he was tapped to go and try to help out, once all those guys on DPW left, he actually brought in the DEEP. That's my understanding. But that's kind of detail that's not really relevant to the big picture. The big picture is, how are we going to have a government that works with perhaps more oversight?
We're chatting with Kathy Braun, 203-333-9422. So with respect to even the idea of dismantling the RTM, which is anathema to someone like me because I believe in grassroots democracy, tell me why, from your point of view, you think it would be a bad idea.
It's not just the RTM. That would go along with changing us into more of a citified mayor type of government. It would become a city council instead of an RTM. We would still have a legislative branch. The bigger picture to me is losing the checks and balances and the sort of diversity and transparency you have when you have an RTM instead of the town council, and you have a board of selectmen instead of one mayor, and you have a board of finance instead of whoever the mayor appoints. So I like the idea of having people around town who can run for those elected positions.
Me too.
They're all accountable to their electorate. And, you know, it happens. People get voted in and voted out. I was on the RTM for 3 terms. I lost my 4th term. And then I went on to the, you know, other things. But that's a good check and balance right there. I like that diversity, the transparency. It might be less efficient, but it's also less centralized. And we are a town. We don't want to be a city. From everybody I hear, when I was running for my current position, and when I talk to people now, the charm of Fairfield is that it is a town. We don't want to move towards a city-like atmosphere. And other towns are just as big as us, like Greenwich. They still use the RTM system.
They do.
I like it. I don't see the need to change the form. If you want to fix corruption, there's many ways you can do that. If you want to add modernization, you can do that, too, without changing the form of government.
One of the ideas that you have is that you'd like to split out conservation from wetlands. Can you explain?
Yeah, it's always confusing. And with zoning, we have a similar thing. We have the Town Plan and Zoning Commission. When you wear your regulatory hat, like on the Zoning Commission, when we vote on permits for projects, and in conservation, when you wear your wetlands hat, when you vote on permits for projects, that's regulatory. There are deadlines. There's court cases. That always necessarily takes priority because it has to. So the other one kind of gets a little bit backburnered. You know, we don't have planning meetings as often as we have zoning meetings. Conservation programs have long-term benefits, but you don't take a picture of them right away, and the state won't take over the program if you don't necessarily, which would happen if the wetlands people weren't being done. So the wetlands agency wasn't functioning. So it might benefit by having a separate conservation, having the people that serve on both commissions be different people, you know, wetlands versus conservation. It would be less confusing to the public because people kind of conflate both aspects of the jobs. And then, of course, the conservation aspect tends to get less notice and perhaps less focus because wetlands has to be done. The other thing I would think might make is to make the Wetlands Agency and the Conservation Commission elected. Right now it's appointed solely by the first select person with no input needed from any other source, not even the Board of Selectmen. Maybe it should be elected, and then these commissioners are accountable to the. Not sure why it was set up where they're solely appointed. But, yeah, there are things that could be done without removing the myriad of natural resource programs that they handle. And they should be handled by someone with a mission for conservation, not a mission for development.
We're chatting with Kathy Braun, 203-333-9422. Where is the process now for people who are listening and who want to get involved, have their voices known? What would you recommend?
Go to fairfieldct.org. That's our town website. Go to the Charter Revision Commission. They're listed under boards and commissions. Look up their agendas and follow along. The chairperson is a good guy. I know him. He said the public can watch and listen in. They can take emails. You don't necessarily get to comment at every meeting they have, but you can certainly email them and make your concerns heard and advocate for what you think is right. Otherwise, it's going to come down to, like, next May, and it'll go through a few other processes with the, you know, they're going to take input from other parts of the government, then the Board of Selectmen, and then at some point there will be a final recommendation. And then I believe it goes up for referendum or for public vote. But by then, you know, you're kind of on a moving train, and I don't even, I don't know if you vote for everything or you can piecemeal it, but you need to be involved. You need to front load these things and get involved right up front so your voice can be heard.
So your recommendation is to go on fairfieldct.org and then what? Contact you, contact their local RTM rep. In other words, what does somebody then do?
You can contact you can contact any of your reps, but mostly you need to weigh into the Charter Revision Commission. They have their own page on our website. You just have to navigate the website. We have all the boards listed, and they're listed there. I found them pretty easily, and I'm not that tech
savvy. You say weigh in other words, they're open for public comment right now?
Yes, you can email them anytime you want. You can watch all of their hearings. Their agenda is up there. It's very transparent. I really appreciate that. I think it's being run very well. I know there's been some complaints that some of the people are from the Strategic Planning Committee, which recommended this mayor form of government. I'm willing to let the jury be out on that. And they've said that they will, you know, not bring their former opinion to the new commission. Let's see how it goes. But if they don't hear from the public, you know, they won't know what the public wants. So people need to express themselves by emailing. You're not going to be able to call into every meeting, but you can watch every meeting. They're all on e-web, you know, the Zoom type meeting calls that they have.
Thank you, Kathy. Kathy Braun talking about Fairfield and what's up. And we appreciate you coming on the show today. Thank you. We're going to be right back with David Eldridge, who is running for mayor of the town of Shelton. And full disclosure, I've asked incumbent mayor Mark Loretti to come on. He wasn't able to do it last week. I'm going to ask him again. But joining us now is David Eldridge. If you're a Shelton resident or you work in Shelton, which many do, you're going to want to pay attention to this conversation at 203-333-9422 coming right up.